talk about your legislation and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, it is three bills put in by myself, Bob Janeski from Saugatuck, Jill Haberman from Holland. And what it says is the product of an abortion must be cremated or buried if the parent requests that. And this would prevent many things. Not only would we not have babies in a garbage can, which is, I think, is totally immoral and wrong, and damages our image as a state. You know, here we are, a state, we advertise pure Michigan. Come here as a tourist. We certainly don't want this kind of news, you know, across the nation that babies are dumped in a dumpster here. So this would prevent that. And I also, I'm very nervous about the spread of disease and medical problems with this stuff just thrown into a dumpster. Now, you know, they got away with it because they dipped the babies in formaldehyde. And, but are we sure that they took care of all the bloody gloves and sheets and everything else that was thrown in there? I suspect that maybe it wasn't taken care of properly. So that's why I think, safeguard everybody. Let's have a cremation mandated, and I think that's the least we could expect.
And, Mr. Jones, we have to make quite clear that according to the investigation, what Woman's Choice Clinic did was legal, but you want to, I guess, make it a more professional and dignified practice of disposal of these babies, if possible, or I should say, of these fetuses.
Well, you know, whatever side you are on the argument of abortion, and I have talked to many people who are pro-abortion, they still do not believe that babies should be thrown in a garbage dumpster. We don't think it's safe, both medically. Certainly, I don't think it's proper morally, but it could damage your image. Now, I'm not saying that the clinic did anything illegal, because so far, the Attorney General has not brought any charges. And I'm told that this is a bit of a loophole in the law. And in fact, an Assistant Attorney General recommended that I change the law.
Well, Rick, what also is a part of the story is that the records for the mothers of these fetuses were thrown out in a fashion where they weren't shredded, they weren't destroyed, they were right there and anyone could grab them.
Oh, my goodness, it was just shocking. The name of the mother and the date of the abortion was clearly written on every bag. 17 different babies with the mother's name. Then there were records where people had signed different agreements, medical agreements and things with doctors' names on it. Just totally shocking that this could happen. And I want to work very hard next year to make sure it doesn't happen again.
All right, Rick, before we let you go, where are these three bills now? Do you hope to get some work done on them before 2011, or will it probably be in 2011 before they're dealt with?
Well, these three bills have been assigned to Judiciary. It'll be up to that chairman to decide whether or not there will be a hearing in the House. I have a request from Senator Cropsey to give what's known as a double blueback to him, and he will start running them through the Senate maybe as early as next week.
All right, Representative Jones, thanks so much for coming on the program. Appreciate your input.
Sure.